This sugya, the Kavachomer of the Hekdesh of Akiva, is a particularly difficult shaklam and target. Just the flow of the Gemara is very, very challenging. It's got concepts that we might not be familiar with. It's using methodology in terms of Midosh HaTorah and Dreshes Kohen and how those work in a way that we may not be familiar with. And it's bringing in, and it's going back and forth in a Gemara style, but in one which is very, very nuanced. And the small differences make a significant impact. So let's go through the Shakta Vatarya. I really just want to make sure Gemara, Rashi, we have Pshat in the Sugya, that it reads straight, it flows. And then we'll go on in the Gemara. I'm not looking to pull out, there's not that much lumbus. There are a few lumbus points. I think we're going to probably skip over them. But I wanted to make sure that this Sugya is clear. So we did settle it last time, and let's do it. Okay. Again, anybody that's frustrated, you know, this morning during Seder was for good reason. But ultimately, the Schar in Talmud Torah is La'asuk in the Brit Torah. It's the Asik, it's the trying, it's the Amelish of a Torah. And now when we see how it goes, I think, because when I was talking privately, everybody said they were lost. They actually were not as lost as they thought they were. There were details. And then you get a chance to meet everybody, unfortunately, this morning was particularly busy for various reasons. But the overall, guys knew a lot more, but it was putting it all together with some of the smaller points that became challenging. I didn't even say anything yet. Yes?
I was wondering, are we doing the Macross 35 or 36?
I don't know. Which one are they?
I don't think it's over.
What's 35? That's one from yesterday. We'll look at the Tosafot quickly. If I don't get to the Makoros, I really want to try to stick to the just a simple shot of the Gemara, make sure that it's clear to one and all. So let's start from the beginning again. Not the beginning, but you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. Rabbi Akiva Omer. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lobo HaKasav El Ligos and Nizakin Mina Idus. So Rabbi Akiva says, again, in response to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, because they make the karmi shalem. And he said he was talking about the Niza. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, again, just remember what Rabbi Akiva actually said. It's going to be important. Rabbi Akiva does not say, you said Meitav of the Niza, I'm saying Meitav of the Mazik. He says, Lo bo hakasav el libos in izakim in aidus. Right? Lo bo hakasav. The pasuk is only coming to say that the net, that the what was damaged collects from the idus and kalvachomer lehekdish. Presumably, because he's probably saying something different than Rabbi Shmuel, it emerges that he's saying that you get the meitav of the mazik. That was not his explicit words. And that may be important later on. Okay? The Kavachomer lehekdesh. There's a Kavachomer lehekdesh. It's the Kavachomer lehekdesh that we want to focus on right now. The question is a very simple one. What's the Kavachomer? Without seeing the Gemara, again, the construct of the Kavachomer should be what? If, right? If head yod collects from idis kol shekein or kavachomer, certainly, right, hekdesh should collect from idis. That's what we have to somehow get to, right? This is just without figuring out the cases. We can work on some of the cases. But if Hedyot collects from Idis, Kol Shekein Hekdesh collects from Idis. What is the underlying assumption of the Kal v'chomer? The same as the underlying assumption of every Kal v'chomer, which is?
That the hekdesh must be the, like if you can lift 100 pounds, you can lift 20 pounds. So.
That if it's true by the Kal, then it's going to be true by the morchomer, so that the hedyot is the case which is Kal. And this is the case which is the morchomer. Right? So if it's true in the Kal case, then it should certainly be true in the more common case. Okay, this is just.
Why is it?
We haven't said anything yet. Yeah.
Two questions.
Already.
What's the. Can you turn the case of the first one?
I thought it was. I don't want to. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm saying I don't want to get involved in the case of the Gemara yet, but I'm trying to. So what do you mean?
I thought it wasn't. I thought if the Hekdesh one was the Hedyot one, it doesn't collect anything.
That's true. That's the technicality. My point, all I want to say is this is what we have to get to. Because this is what Rabbi Akiva said. The Gemara is going to point out the problem with it in terms of finding a specific case. But this is ABCs. If you see Kal v'chomer Leibnitz, this is what you should all be thinking. Then we have to plug in the variable. What is the case of Leibnitz? What is it? What's actually happening? Because if it doesn't actually practically apply in any case, then Rabbi Akiva's statement is meaningless. And obviously, that's not the case. What was the second question related to that? Okay. So that's all we have so far. So we know that there has to be a Kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara wants to know, right? What is the Kal v'chomer? Meaning, in what case? Right? In what case is the Kal v'chomer true or applicable? That's what we want to know right now. That's when we start getting the nitty-gritty into the details. So says the Gemara. My Kal v'chomer lakish. So what is the Kal v'chomer? You can understand in principle what it should look like, but what is it practically? So ilema de nagach Torah didan with Torah de hekdesh. If we're talking about a case where my shor damages a shor of hekdesh. And then we would say, what's the Kal v'chomer in this Hava Amina? The Kal v'chomer is, if in the case of a hedyot, when your shor damages my field you collect from this, Kal v'chomer, when your shor damages hekdesh, and now hekdesh is the one who is being owed, hekdesh is the nizak, so hekdesh should collect from Yidus.
The Olashem, sort of.
The representative, the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. Hekdesh. Oh, so that's the Hava Amina. Right? No?
That's what we just read. Well, it's an Elaine.
Well, it's Elaine, that means we're going to reject it.
Oh, but we said about Ashur, though.
Right.
What is that?
If...
Oh, you're going
to... Sure.
Well, the hekdesh case is it. We know what the case of the Hedyot is. Because that was the case that the Gemara was talking about.
Right.
Right? We'll deal with the question of why we switched the cases, but that's what it said.
Okay. I just heard. Okay.
Maybe I said it. Wouldn't be the first time today. That's for another story. Okay. If Hedyot collects from Idis Koshik, Hedyot collects from Idis. So if the Kal v'chomer, so again, we're going to have only two options what the case is. There are going to be nuances within the case, but we only have two options of what the case of the Kal v'chomer, the hekdesh, is referring to. Option number one, right, is Nagach Torah Didan V'Torah the hekdesh. My ox, I'm a regular guy, damages the ox of hekdesh. We would say that if it's true that in a regular case you would pay from Idis, so certainly when it comes to hekdesh you would pay from Idis. Right? What?
This is what I was thinking about. Is
yeah.
That how is there Idis in regards to shore? It meaning you have
the value
from land?
So we know you pay Meta, so we know from Dafei of Aleph.
If you want.
For those who were here, we know Dafei of Aleph.
So.
Yeah, in the case where you want to, but there is a din of Meta by Karen also. Right? That was Xera Shava. The complicated because they're sure that we'll not get the details of Tachas, the Sina, Yeshala, and Kesef, right? Those four words.
as Rashi explains at length on the Heyam and Aleph, teach us that every case of Nezikin pays Metav, even though it only says it one time in Parshas Mishpatim. So that's the first case that the Gemara suggests. Yes.
Why are we assuming in the Gemara that Kal Chomer that the drasha is going on the words in the Zikin? Maybe it's just going on the word Ligvos. Like in general, like if like an even higher Madrega than the Zikin, like we have right, we have Suva Bachol and the Zikin, even higher Madrega could be, let's say, Hakdish. Why are we assuming that the drasha is going on in the Zikin? Maybe it's going on more Ligvos.
Well, because Rabbi Akiva says the word Nezikin. Rabbi Akiva's statement, if you go back to the beginning, right? Lo v'akasuk ela ligvos l'nizakin rabbi disvekava chomer lefdesh. The simplest understanding is that it's going on what Rabbi Akiva's talking about. That if Nezikin of Hedyot collect from Idis, and that's what Pasuk is telling us, they're trying to Pasuk is lo v'akasuk ela. That's quite a definitive statement. The only thing the Pasuk is teaching me, Meitav Karma, Meitav Zeh, Meitav Karma, Yishalem, is that you pay from Idis, Meitav, so Kal Vachomer Lefdesh is presumably talking the same case. That's the easiest way of reading it.
Okay.
I think. Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. It's a Hagamina. I say, Gemara says no. Why? Because we have a drasha. Yilem Adinaga Torah Dazar Dekish, Shori Eyom Rachamana, Velo Shor Shal Hekdesh. It's not true. You can't have a Kal Vachomer tell me that you pay Idis, but I have a drasha that says the only time you have to pay anything is when it is Re'ehu, your friend. Hekdesh is not your friend. Hekdesh is not your friend. Hekdesh is the Beis HaMikdash. Hekdesh is different. Hekdesh is not your friend, therefore you're a putter. So now, if this cannot be, right, this cannot be the case that we are talking about, because of the miyut of Re'ehu. So it cannot be case number one. Yes?
We're saying he's putter from Hekdesh, or putter from paying at all.
Putter from paying at all. If my shore goes and damages a shore that somebody consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, and it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and now my shore goes and damages that shore, I don't owe anything. If I did it on purpose, there may be a different discussion. I don't owe anything. I don't owe any money. Okay. That's first step of the Gemara. Quickly.
It comes off as much worse than you're hurting your friend. You're sort of hurting God. Mm-hmm.
That's probably why you needed an exercise of that definitely.
Doesn't it come off strange to be better for someone like that?
It could.
When you do things worse.
Right. That's the Havamina.
We're more laughing in this was another cover of the
maybe. But again, it's Xeris Akasim, so in the end it doesn't matter. I mean, Chazal didn't say this as a Svara. They darshan it. The Torah says Re'ehu. Why is it Re'ehu? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam decided. The Ribbono Shel Olam decided. Frick Tosfos Akasha asks Tosfos, Vilukma Vashin Regosha Hizik Esa Hekdish. Why don't we? Again, we're not going to go through the end of the Rashi again. We did it last time, and I don't want to confuse them. We're not going to do the end of Rashi with the theorem. Not right now. Step one is make sure that the Gemara flows as is, and we already talked about it. But Rashi said, and Tosfos is about to agree, Rashi says that why did it set it up as a case of Karen? Why did it set it up as a case of Karen where we know that you're putter because of Re'ehu? So let's take this turn. Let's look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Tema, I don't understand. V'lukma v'shein v'regel shehizik es ha-hektesh. How come we don't suggest that case number one over here is not talking about a case of negicha, of keren, of gorin? Let's say that it's talking about a case of my animal going into the field and eating it or damaging something by stepping on it. Shein or regel. What's the benefit of saying one of those cases? So the obvious benefit is, well, then it's parallel to what we've been talking about. But more fundamentally, what's the benefit?
Already.
There's no re'ehu there, says Tosfos. Dehasam lo ksiv re'ehu. It only says re'ehu by one of the Nezikin. It only says re'ehu explicitly by Karen.
by charity. So if the only reason that we could not say that this is the case of Rabbi Akiva is because it says Reinado, I'll give you a different case of damaging, which is symmetrical to the beginning of the Gemara because it's talking about damage that happens in the field by my animal eating it or trampling on it. And you're going to be chayim because it doesn't say Reinado. Game, set, match, everything's good. We have the answer. We know what Rabbi Akiva was talking about. So Tosa says, no, you guys are smarter than that. So you're going to tell me, Umikaren lekulamelof. So you're going to say, well, maybe we learn it out from Karen. Just like when it comes to goring, we say that your putter of the gore is hektish. So maybe the same thing by Shane and Regel. Tosa says you can't say that. Umikaren lekulamelof. De einemu edes mitrilasa. A svara that we've had before, that you can't learn out to other things from a kula, a leniency that exists by Karen, because Karen, you get three chances. Karen, the first three times, you're only paying chatzi nezek. Then you're paying the half of the amount of the damage, and then you pay the full amount. By every other av, by every other type of nezikin, you're paying the full amount right away. So you can't learn out from Karen to anything else. So if it says Karen, if it says Re'eyu by Karen, that teaches me your putter, we can't extend that. So we have a good answer. Shane and Rega, that's the solution. Tosfos says, you guys are smart. You're going to say, oh, maybe let's learn it out from the Gzeirah Shavah. We have a Gzeirah Shavah, but Gzeirah Shavah, the Tachas, Nesina, Yeshalim, Kesef, our famous four-word Gzeirah Shavah that we've already had. Maybe that will teach me that Reyehu applies to every case of damage, and every case of damage is going to be putter by Hektish. Tosu says, no. Nami lo yafin, and you also can't learn it out of there. Dilo niskava elo inin tashlume metav. That Zereshava only taught me that just like there's metav, the kepasak of a shilach as biro, our pasak, metav applies even to the other damages where it does not say explicitly. But any other unique halacha to one of the avos does not automatically get extended. And Reyehu seems to be a unique halacha because it only says it by Karen. That's Tosus's kasha. Why do we not say, could we take the shofar blowing class also? I don't know what goes on every day during this farm. Okay. But Tosus brings a raya. Tosus brings a raya that we don't say the Gzeir Shavah on everything. The ilach omili, if we say it for everything, lift through kulami taman, ubishisarabim, vikelim, psulim, ektashin. Any unique halacha that applies to one av, we should extend, and we know that that is not true. So that's the thrust of Tosfos' question. The ilach omili, because if it's for all matters, lifteru, every case should be putter. Kulam, they lifteru kulam, all get me tamun. From the case of tamun, which is when they're, by Eish, we said if something is hidden and then you burn it, but you didn't know it was there, you're putter. It's Xer Sakasuv. Rishus Sarabim, right? We said certain ones are only in Rishus Sarabim, and Regel is not in Rishus Sarabim, so that's a unique halacha. Kalim is when it comes to, by Bor, correct? And Psulim Muktashim is another halacha that if you have things that were once heptish, but now cannot be brought as a korban anymore, they're pasul, and you damage them, then you would not be, in certain cases, you would not be chayiv. The details, I think, are daf Mem Zayin and Gimel. In your, before you go to sleep tonight, you can look that up. Okay? So that's Tosfos' kasha. What's Tosfos' answer? And then we can try to get back to the Gemara. Yeshlomar dekulu nezikin p'turin behektish. He says, the premise of the kasha was wrong. I've been telling you until now that Reyehu only applies to Karen. It's not true. All nezikin are going to be putter when it comes to hektish. And so shame, right? Now it doesn't matter anymore. Whether I say this case, whether I set up as a case of Shane, if I set up in the case of Regel, it's always going to be putter. So what changed? So if you skip ahead in Tosos to four lines down on Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines down, I'm sorry. I think I put in the Marmokomus a little bit later. So I apologize for that. It says, Venire Deshar. So how does he know it? Because we know where he does not know it from. He does not know it from a Svara, and he does not know it from a Gzera Shava. He told us that. Right? So he has to know it from somewhere else. It says, Venire, again, and this is also the Sheet of Rashi. Right? The beginning of Rashi also said that all Nezikin are Pater when it comes to Hektish. So where do they know it from? So he says, Venira, the Shar Nezikin, the Ptiri Behekdish, the fact that all other Nezikin are Pata when it comes to Hekdish, Gemiri, it's learned out, Mi Karen, from Karen, but not only Karen, because we said Karen is not Muad from the beginning. U Me Adam, U Me Bor, from a combination of Karen, Adam, and Bor, the Patar Behub, Suli Hamukdashim, the Kol Shekain Hekdish, because in those cases, in Hekdish, real Hekdish is Pater. In the other cases, Psule HaMukdashim, big animals that are puzzled to the Mizbeach and you damage them, you are going to be Pater. And if your Pater, says Tosfos the Svara, if your Pater are animals that are Hekdish, that are puzzled, then Kavachomer, you should be Pater on animals of Hekdish that are Kosher. Right? Makes sense. Right? Within Hektish, you could have two categories. You have the ones that are Pasul and the ones that are Kosher. Which are going to be more stringent? The ones that are Kosher. The ones that are Kosher. So if you're not obligated to pay if you damage one that's Pasul, then you certainly should not be obligated to pay for the ones that are Kosher. That's Tosfos's suggestion. Okay. Let's move on because I don't want to confuse anything. I want to try to stick to the Shakavataria of the Gemara. Why? Yeah, he does. But I don't want to get confused with the Shakavataria of the Gemara. So if you really want, we can do it. But I don't think it's going to help in terms of understanding the Gemara. I'm happy to go over it in front of the morning or whatever. But in hindsight, I realize I probably could have kept the Marcomas even simpler just to not confuse things. So leave it alone.
I know Rashi said something very similar also that...
Rashi didn't tell us why.
He agreed it, so that's
yes.
My question.
Yes. Presumably Rashi would say the same thing because we don't have a makor. Right? Rashi opened up saying the exact same thing.
Right.
This actually seems to be the sheet of most of the Rishonim. There is a Ravid who says that Shein and Rego would actually be Chayiv.
The Shita,
of course, Tosfos Ben Peretz.
I don't know.
I think the Kut Tosfos Ben Peretz that also has a different filler. Okay, let's leave it for the moment. But that's the Shita, that's Tosfos, that's where Tosfos is getting it from. Fine. So back in the Shaka Tire of the Gemara, let's hold tough. You guys can do this, let's go. Ready? So, hey, it says the Gemara, what's the Kava Chaymer? What's the Kava Chaymer to Hekdish? So Gemara suggested the case of Negicha. Then the Gemara rejects it. Why? Because the Re'eo, so now the Gemara has to try again. Says the Gemara, Ella is a rejection. So we reject it, we're coming out to something new now. So case number two, and again, there are only going to be two cases. There are going to be details that change, but only two cases. So case number two is what? A guy pledges $100 to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, he's not paying up. So the Gizbar is the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash. He's in charge of making sure that people pay up their debts and that the financial situation of the Beis HaMikdash is solid and firm.
What's better, can buy a shopkeeping of it?
Yes.
Of the Beis HaMikdash?
Yes.
But the Mishkan?
So, it doesn't matter. So the, in the Gemara, you cannot give to the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If you say, I want to do it, that's not the case. Now the Gizbar is coming to collect. So the suggestion of the Gemara is that in this case is where he said, kavachomer to hektish. Kavachomer to hektish. That if, again on the surface it seems to be, that if hedyot collects from idis, then hektish should certainly collect from idis. And we don't seem to be filling in this part's talking about damage, this part's talking about a bafo. At this point, it doesn't seem to bother us. Because this is the generic kavachomer. If Hedyot collects from Idis, then certainly Hektish should collect from Idis. In whatever the situation is and from which they are collecting. That is seems to be where the Gemara is right now. But only for a few seconds. Because what does the Gemara say next? Where is it? What are you talking about? Lo yehei ela bafo! So the Gemara rejects this because, in what case is this? It's basically, it's not a case of damage, it's a case of owing money. What happens if a hedyot is owed money, and the guy doesn't have money, he has to collect land? What does he collect from? He collects from Venus. So why would I be able to learn out more than I know by Hedyot to Hektish? If Hedyot collects from it, this is no longer true. Because in the specific case in which we have now set it up, right, the first premise falls away. It's not anymore if Hedyot collects from Idis, now it's true if Hedyot collects from Benjamin. That doesn't get us where we want to go. That, the Gemara says, is the problem right now. So on the one hand, this case would work. There's no really a new problem. Hektish will be taking money out from this individual. So we might have said, it should be Idis. But if it's a Bafov, why are we jumping past the Bafov of Hedyot to the Nezikin to learn out Idis if a Bafov of Hedyot would only get Benjamin? Yeah.
In this case, the Gizbar is the Bafo, the Hedyot.
The Gizbar is not a Hedyot, he's the equivalent to the Bafo. He's the one collecting for the... He's Hektish. Hektish is the Gizbar, so he's in line number two. So if Hedyot collects from... If Hedyot only collects from Vaininus, that's how line number one now reads, then the Gizbar... Then how can you possibly say, close to me, Hektish collects from Vaininus? How is he more powerful than the premise of the Hedyot sentence. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure. So you're saying that if we're going to say that the Hektish case is a Bachol, and a Bachol we know it only gets Benoness.
Right.
Then how can we say it's Kavachomer if the Hedyot can get Idis?
If the Hedyot can't get Idis when it comes to Bachol, the Hedyot can only get Benoness. So
can't get all your Benoness.
No.
We're equating the Bachol with what?
The rule of Bafo Bebeinonis is not a Hektish rule, that's a Hedyot rule. That's the rule of all Torah Kula. If you owe me money, and I need to collect because you're not paying, and I have to go take from your land, and they that take your land, they will take from your Beinonis.
And we establish this where? Elsewhere?
Rashi says, Bafo Bebeinonis, and Mesech has Gittin, Paragani, Zakin, Dachan, Chesam, and Beis, in Mesech has Gittin. So we still have no cake.
Meaning, so we're saying if the Hedyot's limited to a case of Benoness, how can it be a Kavachomer to Hektish?
How can it be a Kavachomer that Hektish gets Idis?
Because it doesn't even get Idis, that's what it's saying. Because the Hedyot doesn't even get Benoness.
Correct.
Assuming it's a Balchov case.
Well, it sounds like a Balchov case. What's the difference between a Balchov? Right?
It's not your traditional Balchov.
Traditional, not traditional.
Like, it's person to person generally, this isn't.
That's because it's Hektish, not because of the situation.
Right, okay.
So says the Gemara. Fine, so that's where we are right now. So right now we have zero cases. Because we've had two options and they both didn't work. Says the Gemara, Vechitema inside. Vechitema Savar Rabbi Akiva Kolba Onami Be'idis. So the Gemara suggests a way out. What's the way out? If Rabbi Akiva holds that Baal Chov a hedyot balchov, right? A hedyot balchov collects from Edis, then now we're okay again. Why are we okay again? Because we go back to our Kal Vachomer. If hedyot collects from Edis, then Kal Vachomer, hekdesh collects from Edis. And now, premise number one is true. Because if Rabbi Akiva himself holds, that a Baal Chov collects from Idis, so now I would say, if a Hedyot Baal Chov collects from Idis, Kal Vachomer, a Gizbar Baal Chov, a Hekdesh Baal Chov collects from Idis. And then we'll be okay again. And so if we can, the only rejection, think about it this way, the only rejection that we had in option number two was if Bachlob is Bebeinonis. If we can get rid of this, and we can assume that Bachlob is Be'idis, so then we're back to saying that option number two is good. Well, yeah.
So first of all, when it says Nami Be'idis, it means like, no, you have to Be'idis, right? Not as a choice.
Or it means you can.
But then it's, is it really California?
Yeah, as long as that you can get it.
You can possibly pay, it means that you need to pay.
No, you can collect, not you can pay. So you can collect. I mean, he can insist on this.
But it's the guy who's giving, the Mazik has a choice, correct?
No, the Nizik has a choice.
Of which one he wants?
Yeah.
Is that always the...
Presumably you can take both.
That's the...
Yeah. I understand that we made a pitch just now, but don't we know for a fact that the first part of the column was talking about a field?
Very good. What exactly is going on right now? Because Jack is telling us, had we lose sight of where we started? Where did we start? We started with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva talking about damages. And now, Rabbi Akiva comes along, Rabbi Akiva hears Rabbi Shmuel giving shir one day in yeshiva. And Rabbi Shmuel says, he's darshening a parsha mishpatim and it's all mishmak, and he says, you know what Meitav refers to? Meitav of the Nizak. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, no. Lo bo hakasuv elo ligbos and izakin mina idis. The Kal Vachomer of the Hekdesh. What's the Kal Vachomer of the Hekdesh? Balchov. Well, the Gemara forgot about what Rabbi Akiva was originally talking about. The Gemara forgot what Rabbi Akiva was originally talking about. Hasn't it lost sight of it? The answer to that has to be... No, it has to be this. It has to be this. And I think this is probably what threw a lot of you guys off. The answer to that has to be... How does Rabbi Akiva know this? The Gemara is suggesting... that Baal Chov would be Be'idus. How would we know that Baal Chov is Be'idus? The Gemara doesn't say.
Parak Tishor.
In order for the Kal Vachomer to be true, that has to also be true.
But there has to be some sort of, meaning, they didn't pick it out of a hat. Meaning, why would Rabbi Akiva say that? If we don't get it, you have to remember. No, they have to remember. Think about it this way. If we had no pasuk saying what you're supposed to pay with, then what do you get to pay with?
Whatever you want.
Where does the concept that you have to pay with your best land come from? Only one place in the entire Torah. Nezikin, where it says Meitav. It's the only place. It does not say Meitav anywhere else in the Torah.
So why would Rabbi Akiva come along and suddenly say that Baal Chov is Be'idus?
He holds it is Nezikin.
You have to say something like that. It's an extension. He somehow learns it out, whether it's exactly what Simosha is saying or something similar to that. You have to say that Rabbi Akiva knows that Baal Chov is Be'idus is an extension, or it's learned out of Nezikin Getting Edis.
It makes a lot of sense.
Because, again, the way to say it is that it's a form of damage. You're not getting my money back.
Yeah.
So you damage my money. Yeah, something along those lines. Very good. But you understand, if you don't say that, then the Gemara has completely lost sight of where we started from. Now, I'll take a question in a second, but now if we're going to say it
Now, if we're going to say it like that, then the Kavachomer would be, then the Kavachomer would be, and the Kavachomer is going to be, if it's true, right? If Hedyot collects from Edis by all forms of Nezek, including Baal Chov, then certainly Kol Shekein Hektesh collects from Edis by, I would say broadly in that book, by any case of Nezek where it's applicable, which ends up only being Baal Chov because of Re'ehu. Right? But the Kal Vachomer, we got this. If Hedyo collects from Edis, and Rabbi Akiva is shir, right? When Rabbi Akiva gives, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shmuel. When Rabbi Shmuel is giving shir, and he says, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karpon Shalim, it's talking about the Nizak. And according to the way Rabbi Akiva understands, doesn't mean Rabbi Shmuel has to agree with this point, but according to the way Rabbi Akiva understands, a form of Nezek is also Baal Chov. And if a form of Nezek is also Baal Chov, now, line number one, premise number one is if Hedyo collects, now Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, well, from the Mazik's perspective, so it is the Mazik, no Baal Pasuk, and all the Bosman is Zaken, including Baal Chov, the Gemara is saying right now, including Baal Chov, then, certainly, Hektish collects from Idis by Baal Chov. That's what the Gemara suggests right now. It's a Havamina, it's going to be rejected in a moment, but that's the Havamina of the Gemara, because without connecting it somehow back to the beginning, the Gemara has lost sight of what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva actually said, and the Pirka that the Gemara is going to bring momentarily also is not going to make sense. Yeah.
If we're connecting Baal Chov to Nizikin, right? To make it that you have to pay it for all Baal Chov.
Yeah.
Does that put it under the umbrella of Nizikin, or we're learning from Nizikin to all Baal Chov?
I don't know. My hunch,
again, it's only a Havamina.
Right.
I would reject it. My hunch, and this is where I was saying that you might have to be a little more nuanced than Spimosha was being, my hunch is that I would say that it's the latter and not the former.
Right,
it's an extension.
You have to learn from.
Yeah, I think that's an extension. What Spimosha was saying, and what I was trying to develop a little bit, was explaining that extension. That since Baal Chov, you know, we usually think there's two totally separate categories. There's damage me, hit you and bump all your money, and then they'll cover up Zel Zekel Alayla. It has nothing to do with each other. Now, I say, no, they're not so far removed. It's not a damage. What?
It is. He's losing the opportunity to use the money.
Right, he's losing the opportunity to use the money. He's not getting back from what I have.
Damage when you owe him money. So it's like a loan when you owe someone.
That's a bit more tenuous. I don't know if I would say that. But I think Eitan's correct. I think the simpler way to say it, and this will, I think, emerge from the pirka that the Gemara is going to bring in a second, the simpler way of saying it is that if we find that here there is a legitimate svara to say, if it's true by Nezikin, it's true by Hedyot also. It's true by Baal Chov also. And if it's true by Hedyot, both by Nezikin and Baal Chov, and Kol Shekein is going to be true by Hektish, where it's applicable, which happens to only be one case, the case of Baal Chov. Yes?
Can I ask how we even know that the Chamor has to be a Hektish and the Kal is a Hedyot?
No.
Why?
Because that's the assumption. Why is the assumption? Just go through the halachos. Generally, we treat Hektish as being more Chamor.
No, I'm saying, but if something is more, I always get confused what you call chomer that means. Because if you say that I can lift 100 pounds, kal vachomer I can lift 20 pounds, right?
Yeah.
What's the chomer? 20 pounds? But Toibans is less than 100. Whatever, the lingo confuses me, but I'm just trying to say the Hekdesh itself is something that you would consider by Sfar to be holier. So why would that be, if you could do something in a normal case, obviously in this special case, would it be the opposite? If you do something in Hekdesh, then you could do it in a regular
case. If I have to pay with the best land when I damage your field, if I damage the Yerushalayim's field, I can pay with the inferior kreft that grows in the back of the Washington Heights? Of course not. Your logic, right?
That does make sense.
Good. Yeah. So keep it at that.
They have in general in California for different but. Yeah.
I'm not sure how important this diuk is for our study.
Every diuk is important.
Okay, but right, the pledge is with, we know it's with money.
Yes.
And what does that mean, edis the money?
I owe $100, right, and now I'm gonna take $100 worth of edis.
But it's still land.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah. Oh, so now that we have all of this,
it is money.
Now that we have all this, we're only in the hava amina of this part now. So v'chi came a sover v'chi v'chol v'chol nami the beit be'idus. If we're gonna say that Rabbi Akiva holds that everybody comes to be'idus, and if we can say that, then option number two has been resurrected, and we know what Rabbi Akiva is talking about because he's talking about her elam mana lebeit kabayis. In that case, it's okay, because it can happen to the Kaba Homer, because Rabbi Akiva holds that premise number one includes Bachov, says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Ikul Mifrach, now you have a Kircha, which undermines the Kal and the Chomer. Why? Because again, in order for a Kal and a Chomer to be true, it has to be irrefutable that one is Kal and one is Chomer. So we want to say a Kaba Homer and say that if it's true that I owe money to a regular person, I have to pay with the best, and certainly if I owe money to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hekdesh, I have to pay with the best.
Oh, no, you're putter. That's the whole point.
That's what Gemara said. Now the Baal Chov, how can you remember Baal Chov? Shekein Yafa Chov of Ezekiel, the Baal Chov, meaning the Baal Chov of the Hedyot, the case of the Hedyot, is stronger when it comes to Ezekiel, because if I damage my friend, Nogach Torah Didon, the Torah didcha, if I damage your ox, I have to pay. But Tomer v'hekdesh shehura koko b'nezakin. But once I see that in the realm of nezek, hekdesh is not always more chamor, and we don't always give preferential treatment to hekdesh. If I damage nogach Torah didon through a head to hekdesh, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that you are putter, then I can no longer say with absolute certainty that if I have to pay the better land when it comes to hedyot damaging, then certainly I have to pay when it comes to hekdesh with the better land, because I already see that there's a case where I have to pay for hedyot, and I don't have to pay for hekdesh. So I don't know what the Ribbono Shel Olam's calculation is why he says that, but once he says that, maybe he doesn't require of me to pay the better land either, in the case where I have to pay. So even if we resurrect this case and claim that Rabbi Akiva holds that Bachov is be'idus, we have not solved the problem, because I can still undermine the Kava Chomer. Look at Rashi. And if you want to say Rabbi Akiva holds, again, what? That Bachov is be'idus. Afilu hafilu gamin and hekdesh meaning I still can't learn out hekdesh. The eco the mifra, because I can counter Mount Bachov shekein yafa kovo benizakin. In what way? Shahedyot who notel hezeko meyavidus. Because in the case of damages, the hedyot collects from this. Tomar by hekdesh shehuru kovo benizakin. It's how we say about hekdesh, which is weaker when it comes to nizakin. The little shakto nezek midi, because it gets nothing. It gets nothing. So the hekdesh gets nothing. The hekdesh gets nothing. In the case of nezikin, then maybe when it comes to collection also, it does not get from the better land. So now we are left without any case. We still do not have a case for Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara. The Olam, so right, the Olam tells me we're going back to something that we had before. So the Olam is always telling me, right, that whatever we thought beforehand is now going to come back to life again. So the Olam did not got Torah, the Don Torah, the Hekdesh. So back to option number one. Right, like I said at the beginning, there are only, as confusing as Gemara may be, there are only two options what the case is for Beit Akiva. Gemara is not going to plenty others. We go back and forth within them. But we rejected option number two, so now it has to be option number one because to make it work. Right, it's the case when my ox gores the ox that belongs to Hekdesh. Ah, what was the problem we said before that? Re'eyu. Re'eyu, your partner. Udikakasha l'cha. And if it's difficult to you, that sure re'eyu arachamana v'losho v'shem Hekdesh, that it's partner because of the drasha. Rabbi Akiva Savlak Rabbi Shimon Ben Asya. We have a solution that Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He holds like the Tana Rabbi Shimon Ben Asya, who says, what, this Tana? Yeah, we learn the price. Rabbi Shimon Ben Asya, where Shor Shal Hakdi Shinaga Shor Shal Hedyot Potter. Shor Shal Hedyot Shinaga Shor Shal Hekdesh Bein Tam Bein Uad Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Said Rav Shimon ben Menasya, what's the din of Nagat Torah, the Dana Torah, the Hekdesh?
Oh,
it's Pinez Mashalim. Right? Why is that significant? Because Rav Shimon ben Menasya also has the Darshan Re'eyu. But he has to why does it say Re'eyu? So we've been saying it until now, it says Re'eyu because you're only trying by Re'eyu. And when it's not Re'eyu, you're? Rav Shimon ben Menasya is the opposite. The opposite direction. It's only when it comes to Re'eyu that you're chayiv. Chatzi Nezek the first three times, and then Nezek Shalom. But Hekdesh is more chomer, like we've been saying all along.
How do you get that from that?
How do you get what from what? That's what Shimon Nasi says.
No, it's like, but how do you get Re'eyu? What does that mean? Like it's your friend, so we're more lenient, so you get to Chatzi Nezek? Is that what it is?
No, we know that you have to get to the Torah says. Then the Torah has a limitation. Whatever halachas I've just told you about goring, that you're only going to pay Chatzi Nezek, that applies to Re'eyu. Right. So now, Re'eyu, if it means my friend and not Hekdesh, we could take that in one of two directions. Either we could say that Re'eyu is more Pater, or we could say that Re'eyu is more Chayiv. So we've been assuming until now that it was Re'eyu and more Pater. Comes along Rav Shimon ben Asya and says, no, you're picking in the wrong direction. It's the Kula of Chatzi Nezek before you get the Nezek Sholem. That's the meaning of Re'eyu. That only applies to your friend! Comes to Hekdesh, you pay Nezek Sholem right from the beginning. Let's just see Rashi. Let's just see Rashi. Mishalim, the sign of Shimon Asim, Rish Perkish, or Shnoga, Peiron. Mishalim, Nezek Sholem, Kadarish Le Re'eyu. Don't think he doesn't Darish Re'eyu. He Darishes Re'eyu. He does Darish Re'eyu. Kadarish Le Re'eyu Hafi, this is how he does it. Shor Shor Re'eyu, when it comes to the Shor of your friend, who, in that case, does he have a mazik tam, when you're a tam, right, the unwarned ox that damages, lo misham le chatzi nezek, that's when you pay chatzi nezek. Ah, but he mazik shor shel hektish, but if it damages the shor hektish, misham le mazik nezek sholim. You pay right away nezek sholim, by feel tam. And even if you are not forewarned, the kamar of Akiva, the shakal hektish shir, the reshor, in this karkov shomazik. What's the chiddush? What's the gavachomer of the hektish? That in the case of a hedyot that collects from Isis, and that's true in the case of the mitzkai, whether it's chatzi nezek or the shalim, certainly when it comes to hektish, which is more chomer, it always pays nezek shalim. Certainly, you would take from meitav. And that is the suggestion for the Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Akiva. Good? Yes.
So, by the luckless of Chatzi Nezek and Tam, we used a lot of different svaras and to explain why it's Chatzi Nezek, like one being Knas,
right?
You know, so like the Ptur,
like we explained. Raise the bar. We have to say that. Raise the bar. I can't have this. It may not be that you're more responsible, but it might be that, you know, the same way, if you damage the same vase for two different people, one is worth $1 million and one is worth $1,000, you have to pay whatever it is. There's a certain sensitivity in the value of hekdesh that raises the bar.
So you're applying the shim bonus when it comes to hekdesh?
It's a good question.
Seems like a stretch.
According to Rishon Manasseh, maybe you wouldn't go that far. Maybe Rishon Manasseh has to hold that it's a din in the shmira, not in bonus. I'm not sure.
That's what we were saying, though. In shmira, we were saying that it was a din in bonus. Really, your potter, the knas, was just...
Right. So again, maybe he would say that that's true normally. When your animal's going to be near hekdesh, you have to be extra careful. You have an elevated responsibility, similar to what it's going to be. Something along those lines. It's a good hara, but it's answerable. So that's what the Gemara says right now. Let's see what we can do. Ah, so it says the Gemara. So the Gemara, again, the Gemara is satisfied with this. This answer works. The Gemara now asks one more question, just to confuse us a little bit more. But this answer is fine. There's nothing wrong with this. As long as Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, then we are satisfied saying that we understand the Kav Chomer Lehekdesh, and it's the case that we prefer. But the first case was the preferred case, because it's actually a classic case of damage. And the only problem was the Re'ehu being Pater, he holds Rabbi Manasseh says the Re'ehu is going to say your Chayim. Frankly, the Gemara, interesting question. Now the Gemara asks a new question. It's related, but it's new. Ehafi. If this is true, if we accept this, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, he might have made this din izik because he borrows to not include it. Again, as a general rule in all of Shas, the Gemara prefers to isolate machlokas as much as possible. We don't want to have multiple variables that are shunai in the machlokas. If we can pin it down that there is one point that they're arguing about, we prefer that. So now, right now, if we take the Rishon on the surface, we have L'chora, two machlokas. Right? One machlokas is you pay meitav of in case of the when the idis of the nizak equals the ziboris the manzik, which one do you pay? And then we have the machlokas. Do you hold like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and make the Kal V'Chomer, or do you not hold like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and don't make the Kal V'Chomer? So it's 2 points. Right? Right now, if you take it at face value, there are two machlokas. One machlokas is the one that we're talking about for days about mazik versus nizak by meitav. The second one is, again, can you make the Kal V'Chomer, which depends on what do you hold. That Re'ehu says you're pater, or Re'ehu says you're more chayav. So says the Gemara, maybe we can minimize the machlokas now. Ehafi, if this is now true, then we have to say, because we have no other pshat Rabbi Akiva in the Kal V'Chomer, how do we know that they're really arguing about the case that we originally said that they were arguing about? When the Idus of the Nizak is equivalent to the Ziboris of the Mazik, which one do you pay? Then Rabbi Shmuel said you pay with the Ziboris of the Mazik, and Rabbi Akiva said you pay with the Idus of the Mazik. Dilma, maybe the Kuleyama of the Nizak Shemina. Maybe they both agree that you would pay according to the Nizak. And the only Machlokas. And the only machlokas is the Kal V'Chomer lehekdesh. Do we say this Kal V'Chomer or not? Rabbi Akiva sabra k'Rabbi Manasseh, Rabbi Shmuel sabra k'Rabbanan. Maybe that's the machlokas, suggests the Gemara. Right? Look at Rashi. We'll be plugged to Rabbi Manasseh, Rabbanan. Legi d'shami Rabbi Akiva Mishmael. Rabbi Akiva heard Rabbi Shmuel talking. Go ariel behedot. Abba v'nik ha'edesh patalei v'asur v'kiva v'flugalei. He heard Rabbi Akiva giving a shir, and he didn't say that they're going to be chayiv by hekdesh. He goes, you're wrong about that. Because like all the Rishon Manasseh, Kal V'Chomer, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says there are three problems with minimizing the machlokas to that. In Cain,
really only one though.
Correct.
It's also funny because like why would they even think that like we changed? We had a whole back and forth before about that.
Because again, it's a derech of the shas. If we can. Minimize the machlokas, we try. That's a derech of the Gemara. It's again, it's true anytime there's an argument with anybody. It's always best if you can pinpoint exactly what you're disagreeing about.
I'm sure, but we already established that, is all I'm saying.
So we thought that until now, but if we can't say that, then why are we going to insist on that if we don't have to say that? So he's going to point out three reasons. Again, you're right. One would have been sufficient, but this really brings it home. Three reasons why it can't be that is the machlokas. First one is Im Kein Maylo Bahakasuv. Right, the words Lo Bahakasuv sound like the machlokes is in the pasuk. Lo Bahakasuv Ella. What's the pasuk talking about? Mita. There's no mention of Hekdesh. So Rabbi Kiva's response of Lo Bahakasuv sounds like he's responding to something that Rishma taught about that specific pasuk. That's problem number one. Ba'od my the Od my Kavachomer the Hekdesh. And then, what is the Kavachomer to Hekdesh? Meaning, if Rabbi Akiva is referring now, right, to the Meta of the Nizak, let's see it in Rashi. Go to my Kavachomer the Hekdesh. Basically, what the Gemara is saying, I'm trying to make this as simple as possible, is that there's going to be a it's going to emerge that there's an inconsistency in Rabbi Akiva. How so? Because when Rabbi Akiva says, "Mina idis to come Rabbi Akiva anizakai," he's talking about the nizak. That's a kula. Why is that a kula? Because in the case of idis the nizak and ziboris the mazik, you're paying ziboris. That's a kula in payment. Ula kula. So it sounds like he's coming to say a kula. Lo bahakasu elo ligbos nizakin mina idis. So that first statement is a kula. And then Kavachomer, the Hekdesh of Kavachomer is not coming anymore from that kula. It just doesn't read straight. So Yerubi Mazik verse, my Kavachomer, the Hekdesh, for you to have it. He's making it worse, not making it better. Well, the Rebbe, you have to cope with that this means talking. He's going to say that it is, so that it's even stronger. That's problem number two, is that if you learn this way, the two halves of Rebbe's statements are not consistent. Problem number three. Is the old Amar Rashi Tanya Behed? You have a race. Made the Zen, the Karmic Shah, Nito Zen, the Israel, the Karmic Nitri, the Shah, the Gibran, the Made of Special Mazik, made the Karmic Shah Mazik. We have an explicit race that says that Rabbi Akiva holds Maitav of the Mazik, and Rabbi Shmuel holds Maitav of the Nizik. So for all of those reasons, it must be in the end that they're arguing about both points. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. Maskana of the Gemara is that they're arguing about what we talked about previously, Ziboris, it is the Nizak equals Ziboris of the Mazik. We have the Ahani Der Shabba, the Ahani Krav Rebbe Shmuel, and the Kavachomer, the Hekdesh, is referring to this case, with the caveat that they also have a Machlokas, whether we hold that Yerushim and Menasi or not. They have a Machlokas about Reyeu. Rabbi Akiva holds that you are more Chayim by Hekdesh, and Rabbi Shmuel says that you are Pater. That is this slightly complicated sugya in a nutshell.